to the Meatball Pod.
Happy Jersey Thursday. Of course, new episode tonight, 8 p.m. on MTV. I'm sure more shenanigans of us being psychopaths and dirty sayouts and meatball problems. So make sure you watch tonight. But yeah, welcome to the show. We're sorry we missed you last week.
Yeah, we were filming in Arizona, which you will soon see. But yeah, things got pretty crazy out there. Chris was definitely a meatball.
Mm-hmm.
We're not really sure what happened that last night, but we think that we might have gotten drugged, but it's fine.
No, the meatballs definitely got sauced. And like the night before, like you're going to see this on next season, but the night before, I feel like we drank way more and like during the day and whatever. So the next night we went out and I don't know if it was the shots because they kept bringing shots. I don't know, but I ended up throwing up. Chris was throwing up. Chris passed away. We didn't even see him the next day.
Never gets like that. That's why he was like, and for Chris, weird. Like something was weird because I never get like that. And he didn't really even drink a lot, I didn't think. So for him to get like...
No, I think once he got to the club, he was like downing stuff.
Yeah, probably. He was excited.
Yeah.
But yeah, you'll see all that. I guess, I don't know when it's going to air. I'm assuming probably around January. But yeah, so we're all home now, getting back into the swing of things. We're super excited because the holidays are around the corner and we have Thanksgiving and Nicole's birthday next week. And I'm pumped. I love Thanksgiving.
No, same. So next week we are not going to be here because it's the holidays. So we want to celebrate and everything. So my birthday actually falls on Thanksgiving this year. So I have to share my day with the turkey, whatever. But I'm going to celebrate this Saturday. If you guys are around Jersey, I'm doing my VIP event in my Madison location. If you don't know about it, it's so much freaking fun. I have like 4 time slots and you guys come. Obviously, I'm going to be there drinking champagne. We're celebrating my 5th year being open in my Madison, New Jersey location. So we're doing our anniversary party, my birthday party, celebrating holidays. So tickets are still available. If you guys go on my Instagram, you can click the link in my bio and then you can grab your tickets. But there's 4 time slots and it's always just a good time. You know, I drink mimosas all day and I'm meeting you guys and there's goodies and deals. So I'm just excited to, you know, celebrate my birthday on Saturday kind of with you guys.
So is that this Saturday or the Saturday after Thanksgiving?
No, this Saturday, the 18th.
Sorry, I have Cameron with me, so you might hear him. He's sick right now, but we didn't want to miss another week. So we're making it work. So you might hear little Cameron here and there because he got like... He's on like breathing treatments and stuff. He got super sick.
Poor mommy sick. Meatball problems.
Yeah. And he has Nutella all over his face. It's fun.
Hot mess.
But yeah, so that's going to be fun.
Yes, and I'm excited so, of course, to celebrate.
Like, I feel like you need to like celebrate your birthday for real. You'll have to do something after Thanksgiving.
Oh, I know. So I definitely want to like do something with Gianni, you know, just do like a date night or something like without the kids. Like I really want to go to AC maybe.
Oh, I love those.
Yeah. I just want to like get out and just like, just be us and like have like a nice date night. Cause I feel like it's definitely needed, especially when you have like more than, well, even if you have one kid, but I'm saying like multiple kids, it's just like life gets chaotic and you don't even have time for each other. And then you're so exhausted at night that you just fall asleep with the kids. So I want to be able to like enjoy each other's time and like, you know, have like a nice dinner and I don't know, just be fun adults.
Yeah. AC sounds like a good plan. I love a nice AC night.
Same. So we'll see what happens. But I have to say, I'm very excited for Thanksgiving. I think I'm not going to eat I'm not going to eat the day before because I want to go wild on ham and mashed potatoes. That's my like top 2 favorites.
Yeah, I'll probably still eat the day before and then I'm going to just eat a lot.
No, I'm
going to
eat like 1 banana so my stomach is ready.
Yeah, but then your stomach's going to shrink. You need to get that baby ready. You need to let it expand, Nicole.
Yeah, I'll probably throw up from eating
so much.
That's
my plan. I cannot wait to eat. The stuffing is my favorite. Stuffing is my favorite part of Thanksgiving. I love stuffing. I love sweet potatoes. My mom makes this like sweet potatoes that's so good. And it's like just like melted marshmallows right on top and inside. And oh my God, it's just.
Give me all of it.
Deliciousness. So yeah, I am pumped to eat Thanksgiving. I love food. So
I mean, the meatballs love food.
Yeah. Everyone thinks Mike's the food eater of the group, but no, the meatballs can do it. You'll see this.
I'm excited.
In this season, he like hangs out with the girls a lot, and he's like, "Oh wow, you guys are fun. You guys like eat a lot." I'm like, "Yep, yep." I love
it. We like our foods.
Yes.
So what are your plans for Thanksgiving?
So I am actually going to my dad's side of the family in Staten Island. And last year they fried the turkey outside in oil. I don't even know what that's called, but it was
a fried turkey. So
is
good.
That what it is? A fried turkey?
Yeah.
Whatever.
I really wanted to try that. Fried
in the oil. And I've never had a turkey like that before. And it was so freaking good. Like it was crispy on the outside and then so moist on the inside. And I was like, oh my God, this is
moist.
This is delicious. So I don't know if they're going to do it like that again, but if they do, I'm going to be really excited. I'm going to be dancing on the table. So,
oh, it's freaking delicious. Oh, that's another thing. When we went out this weekend in Arizona, everyone's just like videoing us. So when I woke up, there was like a million TikToks of me and you dancing on the table.
Yeah. And then
the table was breaking and people were holding our knees.
One table, I felt like Super Mario Brothers because it was like falling the one way. And I like slow motion was trying to get onto the other side of the table without the back table falling. And somehow I can't. Finished it. And I looked around at like the cameras and like, you know, the sound guys, and they were all like hysterical, like, holy shit, I can't believe she made it onto that table. And I was thinking to myself, holy shit, I can't believe I just made it onto this table. It was crazy pants.
So I was watching the videos and the shot girls and like, you know, the girls that bring our drinks, they were holding onto our knees so we wouldn't fall.
Oh my God. Calm down, ladies.
So stupid.
You're 30 something years old. Calm down.
Literally, like your moms, go to bed.
Whatever. It was a good time. The holidays coming up, so I'm like, this is probably like my favorite time of year.
Oh, same.
I absolutely love it. I love planning everything. I love doing things with the kids. It's just my absolute favorite. So I have so many things planned. I have the Polar Express planned for one day.
Yeah, so you're going to the one by me.
Yeah, so I have that one planned, but then I'm doing another one. Because I had tickets from last year, but we got COVID and the flu. So what was great is the New Hope Railroad in Pennsylvania, they allowed me to kind of transfer my tickets to this year. So we're also going to be doing that train. And then I really want to do, there's this other place that I went for fall, but they also do this amazing like light show for Christmas. Mm-hmm. So I want to do that. And then I got invited to this place in New York. It's newly opened, and it's called the Santa Claus Wonderland, and it's based on Disney's The Santa Clauses. So I was like, oh, my God, this is so exciting. And, yeah, it's in the city, and it's based on Disney's Santa Claus, which is one of my favorite all-time movies.
Oh, my God, same. That's literally my favorite movie.
So
I want to get invited. Can you send it to me?
Yeah, I'll send it to you. I think they invited me. So I messaged them a couple weeks ago and I just said, like, is this also a kid like friendly experience? Because I wasn't sure if it was just for adults. Mm-hmm. And they were like, yeah, it's like super kid friendly. They have like ice skating. You could eat dinner in like these like, I don't know. I think they're called like dining cabins. And then Santa Claus, and it's decorated all like the Santa Claus movie.
Also, I'll die.
Yeah. I was like, I need to get there. I don't know when, but we're going. we're going to be busy beavers over here.
No, same. The kids love all of that stuff. And I always bring my mom. So it's like I'm a kid still, like with my mom.
Yeah.
So I just, I love the holidays. I decorate like November 1st, but we've been so busy with our schedule. Like now that we're finally done with filming, like I can fully decorate my house and like get in the mood. I went to, where did I go that they had amazing hot chocolate stuff? Oh my God, Trader Joe's. So I shop at Trader Joe's all the time. I get my groceries. I cook Trader Joe's every single night. It's just so like convenient and it works. But they have the best hot chocolate stuff. So they have the hot chocolate, like, little teddy bears that go on top of the cup. They have a hot chocolate spoon that's made of, like, chocolate. They have hot chocolate mix with marshmallows and everything. They literally have everything. The hot chocolate bombs, you know, when you put it in, then it explodes. Ooh, yeah. So I went crazy with all the hot chocolate stuff. So I can't wait to do, like, my hot chocolate bar and do it with the kids. Oh, it's so much fun.
Yeah, I like to get stuff like that. And then, like, you know, the elf on the shelf. He'll come.
Oh yeah,
and
the elf's coming too.
He'll drop everything off, and then they get pumped. Like, oh my god, elf on the shelf, brought it. When do you start elf?
So my kids want. They told me to email Santa, so the elf comes the day after Thanksgiving. That just like it's just like extra days of just the elf doing stuff. Do you know what I mean?
A long period.
I know,
of elf on the shelf.
But like Sissy's begging for it because she has a competition in Kentucky the 30th, and she really wants her elf to come. So I got like the elf carrier, so we can put the elf in the carrier. God, so I was like, all right, I'm gonna have to bring them early because she really wants the elf to come to competition. So I think I'm stuck with extra days of the elf.
Yeah, that's like a long time with the elf.
I know, kill me.
I think I'm doing I'm doing the first, December 1st. I'll probably take them out.
Yeah, that's normal.
Yeah.
That's when you're supposed to.
I like to bring, like, a lot of arts and crafts for the kids because I love to do that stuff with mm-hmm. them. So I usually have, like, the elf, like, bring some arts and crafts for them to do for the day and stuff like that. It keeps them busy.
Oh, yeah.
And they freaking love the elf. I remember last year we went to Disney and I brought the elf with us. Both of them, and I was just petrified I was gonna leave it there. So like I was like, oh my god, where's the elf?
I know.
I can't forget the freaking elf. But I actually just booked another Disney trip for July, so I'm excited for that.
So my dream is to go to Disney during the holidays because I usually go April, May, and I've never went for like Thanksgiving to Christmas. Like my dream is to go the day that they're still decorated for, like, Halloween and Thanksgiving. And then the next day it's Christmas. So I could see both. And that's just my dream. And I've never gotten to do it yet.
They do that overnight, right? It's crazy.
So I remember watching, I remember watching this documentary. And there's thousands of people in every single park working all night, like, tirelessly, like, going crazy to decorate the entire park Christmas. It's actually insane how they get that done.
Holy crap. Yeah, that is insane. I went twice during Christmas time. It is super magical. It's beautiful, really. During Christmas time, it's so nice. Mm-hmm. But both times we came back sick. So I probably won't do that again.
Yeah, I mean, that's the sucky part.
Yeah, but because, I mean, it is flu season mm-hmm. and stuff. But Disney during Christmas time was magical. I freaking loved
Literally
it.
Literally the best.
Yeah, so I'm pumped for the holidays. I can't wait for Christmas. I already started my Christmas shopping, but I'm like having a hard time figuring out what to get everybody. The kids are easy, but you know, I like to make everything like a thoughtful gift. You know?
Oh, same. Especially now, like so that the kids are older. Like I feel like it's easier. You know, when they're little, but now that like now that like Giovanna is 9 and she's like a teenager, I feel. And then Lorenzo's 11. All he wants is, like, money. It's like, what do I do now? It's like, I still want it to be, like, magical and stuff. But it's like, they don't really want anything, you know? It's not, like, exciting of, like, opening up toys, like dinosaurs. Like, Angelo's still like that, thank God. But my two oldest, I'm just like, what am I going to do?
Yeah. I remember once I got older, I liked, like, accessories and clothes and stuff.
Yeah, that's Giovanna.
Yeah. Boys that age, I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I guess I'll figure that out. I'll figure that out when the time comes. But I'm glad they're still like into their little stuff.
Just literally enjoy it.
Now Cameron's obsessed with monster trucks. And CJ is obsessed with like they have such different like superheroes and stuff. But Cameron really they both really love monster trucks. But Cameron just finally starting to get into it. So I also have like that plan for like our break during because people don't understand like during the holidays that's also our break for filming. We'll probably go back to filming. Yeah, baby. We'll probably go back to filming in February. Oh. So I'm like trying to plan all of that stuff. Like we're gonna go to Monster Jam, yeah. And I also plans Hot Wheels monster trucks. So I have like a lot. I have a lot planned that I have on my plate, but I'm so excited. I love doing that stuff.
Oh, same. So I'm excited for Santa to come, and I don't even know what I want for Christmas because my parents always ask, and like Gianni, I really don't want anything. I really just love like cards with feelings. I do like jewelry with like the kids' names on it. Anything like with the kids, I like. Yeah. Like kids, you know, pictures of the kids and like frames I can hang up, jewelry with their names, like anything involving my kids. That's just what I want.
Yeah. I like sentimental stuff. And some like truly, I like giving better than receiving.
Oh my God. Same. I literally don't want anything.
I'm always like, I have no idea, but I truly do love like the feeling of Christmas, getting everybody everything and like just being like mommy Christmas. So, and I'm excited. Like, I love to pick out gifts that's like perfect for everybody. Yeah. Cause I'm, this is perfect for this person. It's just, I don't know. I love Christmas. I love the feeling of the holidays.
Yeah. So question, since we're both like obsessed with Christmas, clearly, what's your favorite day of Christmas? Is it Christmas Eve or is it Christmas Day?
Christmas Eve.
Same, right?
Yeah.
Because then I feel like once Christmas Day is here, like, you know, I love watching the kids open presents and everything. But when it's Christmas Day, I'm like, oh, it's like over.
Yeah. Christmas Eve is like my favorite.
Oh, it's my jam.
The whole month of December I love because I have so much plans. And then Christmas Eve is like the finale. You know, it's like the special night and we like celebrate. We eat sauce and, you know, all the good stuff. Drink eggnog. Do you like eggnog?
I don't. I wish I did.
Oh, I love eggnog.
I just can't.
Love it.
I can't like it.
So that's like my go-to. I love eggnog. Cameron's singing.
I don't think he's sick.
I know. You would think. It's like, that was like another thing I wanted to talk about. Like,
you're kidding.
Like, the kids say like the darndest things, you know? Like, does this sound like a sick kid to you?
No, he sounds like a meatball.
Yeah, he was just doing a breathing treatment like 10 minutes ago. I'm like, I can't. I'm like, can you
please? It works. He feels better.
I'm like, can you please relax? You need to rest your body. And he's like, damn it. I'm like, excuse me? Damn it.
Oh, my God.
I'm yeah, like, Angelo. Don't say that word.
Angelo's saying holy shit when he plays his – so he has his little iPad, and he plays, like, his car games and, like, the bowling game. And every time he does something wrong, he goes, holy shit. I'm like, sure.
I can't. I know. Him and
but it's, like, so I cute.
I know. You know, of course I reprimand, but like when they say those little things, I'm like, oh my God, it sounds like they say the darndest things though. Like really, like some things that CJ comes up with, I'm like, what? So like when we were on the vacation, he was like, we were in the room getting ready to go out. And my sister-in-law Liv was like singing and dancing and CJ was like looking at her, watching her. And then I thought he was like mesmerized by her singing. As soon as she finished, he's like, so who ordered the room service? We're like,
he was like waiting for her to shut up.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God. I'm like, the room service is coming.
It was hungry, but he was being polite.
Yeah. He was like watching her. And I'm like, oh, look at CJ, like mesmerized by Aunt Liv. And then he's like, so where's your room service?
Like, I'm hungry.
I can't. Oh my gosh. So then one thing I do want to talk about. So do you still hear him singing?
Yeah, sorry, it's fine. Everybody.
So traveling back from Arizona, we were in the airport. And of course, you know, my kids aren't perfect. So CJ was having a little meltdown because he wanted McDonald's and we weren't in the part of the airport that had McDonald's. So I'm like, CJ, there's no McDonald's. Like I can give you pizza. I'll get you pizza. And, you know, he's 4 and he starts like having a meltdown. I want McDonald's, blah, blah, blah.
I'm like, when you're in the mood for McDonald's, you want McDonald's.
Yeah. Yes. But now because we're like, you know, people know who we are and stuff. Everyone's now looking and I'm like,
oh, that's the worst.
Great. So then people start filming. Like, I'm trying to gentle parent here. I'm like, see, like, you can't, there is no McDonald's. Like, we'll do pizza. We'll figure it out. I'm like going down to his level, trying to talk to him like a normal person. Mm-hmm. And he's screaming and flipping out, probably steps away from him, throwing himself on the floor. And I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, say. And then all of a sudden I look and people are recording my kid having a freaking temper tantrum. I'm like, oh my God. I was like, I'm going to wind up on TMZ or Reddit or something ridiculous. Cause my kid, like, people are going to say, like, I can't control my child. But like, I'm thinking to myself, every one of your kids has acted like this. Like, don't look at me like I'm crazy.
Like, oh yeah. No, but that's like such, such a stressful moment for like someone to record your kid having a meltdown. I would say something. I'd be like, can you please stop?
Well, my sister-in-law like went up to the people recording and was like, can you please like stop right now? They're trying to like calm him down. Like, you know, I was like, so if you see people freaking out on their kids or their kids freaking out, don't record them. Like they're going through it literally already. But I was like, come on, like every kid, my kid's a 4-year-old. Of course he's going to have like a breakdown. I think every parent that has a child knows that. But I guess because it's us and they see us out, I don't know. But I was like, come on.
Yeah, I feel like that's never happened to me. But I do remember Jenny like having the same thing at the airport because she told me about it like crying where Grayson was having like, you know, a meltdown. Like he wanted something and then they couldn't get it and people were recording. And Jenny's like, can you please like not – like I feel like – you know, obviously people are like excited to see us, but in that moment, like, bitch, that is not a great time.
Yeah. This isn't it. This isn't the moment. Wait until like I get my kid under control and then, you know, then I have no problem taking pictures and stuff. Right. But yeah, I was like, oh my God, cool. Of course. And it was all over at McDonald's. Like it wasn't even like a serious thing. He just wanted his freaking McDonald's because it was my fault though. Cause I was like, oh, I looked online because everyone was hungry going to the airport. I'm like, okay, they have McDonald's mm-hmm. there. But I didn't realize it was in a different terminal. So in his head, he thought, oh, I'm getting Happy Meal. And
it
didn't happen. Yeah. So I was like, when we get home, I'll get you the Happy Meal. Like trying to like talk to him. But he wound up being fine and he ate pizza. So that's my story.
There you go. But the airport is literally the worst. Like, it's very stressful, especially with toddlers.
It is.
Like, you got to wait, and then they have to sit on the plane for that long. You got to entertain them. I mean, traveling with kids is literally then, like, security, not easy.
Like, going through security, them having to be get up and down and up and down. Like, it's a lot for them, too. So, like, he was probably just super pumped about his McDonald's. Thing.
I hope you got him a ton of McDonald's when you got home.
We did get McDonald's when we got home. But I feel like even just, like, going out as a parent, like, when I go out and I see other kids, like, having little temper tantrums and I see the parents, I, like, look at them, like, thinking to myself, I get it. We literally exchange looks.
I'm like, yep. Mm-hmm. Been there. Like,
I understand. Because there's no perfect kid in this world. Like, every kid that age has some type of little mental breakdown, you know, and tantrum. So it could be the best kid in the world, but you're definitely getting some type of tantrum. So when I see those parents out and I'm like, oh, I feel you. I feel you. I just went through that 10 minutes ago. You're not alone.
It's the worst. So I'm bringing Giovanna and Angelo to the mall after school today. And I'm just really hoping he doesn't have one of those tantrums. Because I feel like anytime I bring him to the store, it's like World War III, my kids.
Yeah, because it's so funny because we'll go out, like we'll do like really fun family activities. But you know, you're not the only family that you'll have the greatest time. But then like, you know, there's always going to be a little tantrum here, a little fight there, or, you know, it's not a perfect day. But for the most part, you know, like we went to, for fall, we went to, what is it called? We went to this farm and, you know, we had such a great day, but, you know, CJ or Cameron couldn't get one thing, and then it was the worst day for them. I'm like, we just had a beautiful day. What do you mean? And he was like, yeah, it was a good day, but I really wanted this. I'm like, okay, well, I don't know what to tell you. You can't get everything you want.
See, you know what's funny? I feel like when we're like meatballing and we're at that level, I feel like that's how we are. It's like, why can't we go there? Why can't we get that drink? Like, or if you give meatballs water when we're meatballing, why are you giving us water? Gosh.
What, are you cutting me off?
I'm like really offended.
Well, here's Cameron breaking all of my toys.
Oh, your toys?
All of my Christmas decorations, basically. Are you breaking mommy's Christmas decorations?
I can't.
Breaking all of my toys.
All my toys.
I can't. Oh, my God. I swear I'm not drinking today, guys.
Yeah, I'm taking a little bit off. I mean, I feel like I wanted a wine last night, and I was like, don't do it. So I made a tea.
Ooh, nice chamomile.
Yeah, I made a nice tea, and I put a little honey in it, and I just felt so sophisticated and classy, and I was like, look at me.
Yeah, I like tea. But now it's hot chocolate season. So right now I'm drinking a peppermint hot chocolate.
Oh my God, so good.
And Cameron is about to break my nutcracker. Oh yeah, there's one thing I do want to say. So say you do have your red wine and you spill your red wine on like a couch or something, or even just like the mess from the kids. So Claire told me about this freaking cleaner. It's called Folex, and she's like, it gets everything out. Nicole, when I tell you, this Folex gets everything out.
Even like dog pee?
Yes.
Rocky's been very bad.
It literally takes everything out. So the other day, or not even the other day, like probably like a month or so ago, we were watching a movie. I had my wine, and CJ spilled my wine all over my white mm-hmm. blanket. It took it out. It doesn't even look like it's spilled.
All right, I just ordered three.
Yeah, it's called Folex. You can get it on Amazon. It's the best. And then I was just thinking about it because I just had to clean like some of my rugs upstairs. It's a miracle. It really is. So for everybody out there that needs to get stains out, Folex, you can find it on Amazon.
I just ordered it. It's delivering today at 8:30.
Yes. It's literally freaking I was like, no way. She's like, D. I'm telling you, it gets everything out. I'm like, all right. And it really does.
Yeah, I'm going to try it out.
So I hope it works for you.
Good luck. Good luck. You have to let me know. I feel like everyone needs that.
It's a miracle. And I don't know if it just changes the color. I don't know. But whatever's in it, it works.
Well, we do have fan questions if you want to answer some.
Yeah, let's do that.
Let me pull up our meatball questions.
Ugh, now I'm going to get sick. Watch.
Oh, you 100% are getting sick.
First it was CJ. Now it was Cameron. Next will be me. And then Chris. And then it'll keep going for the next 6 months. Hi, meatballs. My name's Eric, and I was just wondering if you could give my wife, Jolise, a shout-out on the next meatball pod. She's a nurse and could really use a pick-me-up. We both love you two so much. Thank you, Eric. And hi, Jolise. Thank you for listening to us, and I hope that you have a great holiday season. Do you want to say anything to Jolise, Nicole?
Thank you, Jolise, for being a nurse. We love all that you do. I know it's very hard. I have a ton of nurse friends.
Yes.
It's not easy. So we respect you and we love you. We know that job is not easy. So we love you.
We love you, Jolise and Eric. Thank you both for listening to the Meatball Pod and watching Jersey.
Oh, wait. So being that it's going to be Thanksgiving next week and we're not going to see you guys until after Thanksgiving – let's talk about like our fun. Do you make anything? Because, you know, I go to my mother-in-law's and she makes like the full spread, like so freaking good. But I like to bring something. So I bring like, you know, my messy mama wine and I make this dessert called Death by Chocolate. So you basically get like a clear bowl, like a big bowl. So it's like deep because it's a layer of, so you do chocolate pudding. Mm-hmm. And then you do whipped cream, and then you crunch up some Oreos, so it's like a crumble. And then you could do Heath bars, you could throw in whatever you think is good, and then you do the layer again. And then you keep doing the layer, so then it looks like so pretty. And then basically you just scoop it like ice cream, and then, you know, you put it in a bowl and you eat it. Everyone is obsessed with it. It is such a good and easy and quick dessert. And brownies too. So you do the crumble of Oreos, mm-hmm. brownies, and then, you know, you do the mixture of the layers of the whipped cream, the chocolate pudding, and then you could do the Heath bars. You literally can add anything you want, but it's so freaking delicious. So if you guys need like something to make that's super easy and super quick and definitely affordable, that's the easiest dessert you can bring anywhere, and everyone's going to die. They're going to think you're like a freaking baker.
Yeah, that is good. It reminds me kind of like of dirt and worms, kind of.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. One of my easy desserts I do is, so it's called peanut butter clusters, and it's super easy too. You literally get corn flakes.
Are you okay?
I'm stuttering. I'm malfunctioning over here. You get corn flakes and you crunch up the corn flakes, and then you just get peanut butter and you make like little balls of the peanut butter, and you get on the baking sheet, you put down what is the paper that you like? Am I having a hard time?
The parchment paper.
You put the parchment paper.
I love the sound of parchment paper, by the way.
So you put the peanut butter in the frosted flakes and you put them in balls, and then you drizzle chocolate on top of the balls and you put them in the
refrigerator. Stop, I'm starving.
Yeah, and then you put them in, and you also use, corn syrup. So you do corn syrup, peanut butter, and corn flakes, and then you drizzle just chocolate on top of the balls, and then you put it in the refrigerator for like an hour, and then you have peanut cluster balls.
Ooh, can you do graham crackers with that too?
I mean, I'm sure.
Because I love graham crackers. I love graham crackers and peanut butter together. It's just like, ugh.
So I do corn flakes because they're gluten-free, and
does it make it crunchy too?
Yes, very.
And, ooh, I love a good crunch.
Yeah, and because Chris is gluten-free, so the cornflakes
Chris.
For us. But I'm sure you could do it that way too. But the cornflakes with the peanut butter and then the drizzled chocolate is so good. And then my other go-to is my rainbow cookies. Those are...
Oh, my God. Yeah. So Dina makes the best rainbow cookies. And I just feel like they're so difficult to make. I don't know why.
Yeah, they're like...
And I feel like... I feel like your cookies taste better than when I get them at the bakery.
Well, I do a little different. I do milk chocolate instead of dark chocolate. And then I use grape jelly instead of raspberry jelly.
Oh, maybe that's why.
Maybe that. And then I use extra of the, oh my God. I'm literally malfunctioning probably because do you hear Cam?
Your kid is screaming. Do you
hear him? I can't think. Oh my goodness. And I use apricot preserve, and then, and I use like extra of the flavoring.
So delicious.
They're so good. Those are like, whenever I go to Chris's family's for Christmas Eve, those are like the things they're like, just bring your cookies. I'm like, okay. But then when I have Christmas Day here, and then I do like all the cooking.
Oh, I love it. So you do, what do you make? That's crazy.
Yeah, like I'll do like a whole bunch of antipas. I like to do bacon wrapped shrimp, and then I'll do my sauce. Sometimes I'll do lasagna, baked ziti, or
lasagna.
Or my sauce with just like pasta, spaghetti, meatballs, the whole nine.
Look at you go, meatball.
Yeah, I love to host.
But I'm like, no, I'm not like a cook like you though. Like when I host, like I do like my charcuterie boards and all that stuff and like easy like pickings. Yeah.
Like I'll do stuffed mushrooms.
When it comes to like actual food, bitch, I'm catering. Like I'm not a cook like you.
No, yeah, I like to cook. And then I'll do like stuffed mushrooms, the bacon shrimp, the antipasto. Then we do, Yeah, I go all out. I absolutely love it.
So if you meatballs know any quick and easy recipes, please share it, because I've especially easy ones that like non-cookers can do, because I would love to get better in the kitchen, especially, you know, bringing stuff to like parties and stuff, because I don't know if you guys go to Friendsgiving and stuff like that. So I just love like a quick, easy recipe. So please share.
Yeah, I love, that's what I said, like those, the peanut butter ones are no bake. They're super easy. But yeah, so I'm excited. I hope that everybody has an amazing Thanksgiving. And Nicole, I hope you have the happiest birthday.
Yes, it's my birthday, mamas. So happy Thanksgiving, meatballs. And also make sure you all celebrate my birthday, because Turkey Day is also mama's birthday. So, you know, I'm going to be drinking and eating and enjoying myself. So we're going to miss you guys next week, but we will see you after.
Say happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
On that note, I think we should end it on a good note, right? Say happy birthday, Aunt Nicole.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, honey. All right, meatball, let's get sauced.
All right, let's get sauced. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.